The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about 10 lessons learned from free dining and lots of news. That's coming up on this episode 127 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you so much for being here for episode 127. It has been a little while, right? It's been a couple of weeks since the last episode, and there is not a particular schedule or frequency in place, as you may have noticed. And that's because this year I decided that I really need to get a handle on having a little bit saner schedule and better balance. I've given up on total balance. There's never going to be that. There's always going to be a need to work 7 days a week, almost always. But I am putting out podcasts when I have a good topic, which doesn't always happen. Sometimes I struggle, and I'd rather do it when I have a good topic I want to talk about versus a weak topic, and also when I have time. And so that has been on weekdays, because on the weekends I've been trying to do more stuff at home. And so for you, that means fewer episodes, but at least, you know, when I do put one out, you know that it is going to be a topic I care about, and it's coming from a person who's a little bit more sane, because I am trying to put some balance back into my life after 4 years of craziness and not doing a whole lot at home. We have been busy at home getting our house in order. You know, a lot of people do spring cleaning and things like that, and we have not done that for 4 years, because this is literally what I have done for 4 years. The 4-year anniversary of the website's coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm just trying to step away every once in a while and take care of things at home and spend time with friends and, you know, things like that. And so I'm much happier, but it does mean fewer podcast episodes. Another thing, this is on a personal note, but some of you may have some tips or strategies for me. My son, who you may have heard me talk about off and on, is getting ready to finish 8th grade, and he is the smartest person I've ever met in my life, which has always been interesting to have a front row seat to the smartest person you know. And now that he's a teenager, he knows more than I do about most topics. Even though I used to think I was a fairly smart girl, he has shown me and humbled me. Maybe not. But he has really, the older he gets, the more he struggles with school, because the pace and the depth and that kind of stuff that they're willing to do in the classroom is not on par with what he's capable of. So after this school year, we actually will be doing his schooling at home with curriculum that is tailored to him, and he'll probably speed through it fast just because that's his pace. And so if I never thought I would be in this situation of having to put together a curriculum, but there's a very good chance that this child will have a bachelor's degree by the time he's 18. So we're talking like super accelerated, super curious, high IQ, and this is just a new journey that we're on. And on top of, you know, all the work stuff that I have been doing, we're going to have this in our lives. So if anybody has any personal tips, I would appreciate it, because this is a new thing for us. But it has been a long journey to get here, to have decided that this was the best option. But I think it is. And this is how he'll finish out his high school years and then move on to college, probably at a very early age. So anyway, that's a side personal note. But I always appreciate any tips or help that people can offer. I did want to talk today about free dining. Free dining is probably the most stressful day of the year for travel agencies, for people that have Disney websites, for cast members. It's a big deal. There's a lot of anticipation for free dining to be announced, and there are inevitable disappointments, and it requires getting up very early to take advantage of it. It is a very stressful day, but there are 10 things. I actually kept notes throughout the day because it came out yesterday, in case you hadn't heard. It came out yesterday. I actually took notes throughout the day of things that people that seem to be common for people to have learned, who they were surprised at it when they started to, try to get free dining. And so I wanted to make sure to highlight those today so that you are not surprised by these if you try to get a promotion for your trip. I also have lots of news. Disney made a million announcements. That's only a slight exaggeration. They made a lot of announcements, so I want to go over that list today. And of course, there will be a quick tip of the day before we wrap it up. So let's dive into 10 lessons that we can learn from free dining. And before I go into the first one, just a reminder, free dining is a promotion that usually comes out for people traveling in the fall, various fall dates, not all fall dates. And you get a dining plan for free with your trip. You do not get discounted rooms or tickets, but you can get the dining plan for free as part of it. And this was started, I think, in 2009 or something like that. So it's been around for a little while, very popular and highly anticipated. And so that's why it's a very exciting but stressful day. So first of all, the number one thing that a lot of people learn is that existing hotel reservations do not help you when promotions are announced. So I need you in your head to imagine that a promotion is pools of rooms at various hotels, certain rooms, certain hotels, and there's just a certain number of them. It doesn't mean that if you hear that free dining, for instance, is in September and it is at Caribbean Beach Resort, it doesn't matter if you have a reservation there during those dates at that resort. What you need to do is get your reservation out of the general pool of rooms and into the promotional pool of rooms. You have the same chance of getting in that pool if you have an existing reservation versus a new reservation, because you're not in the pool of rooms. That's just not how it works. And this was very disappointing to people who booked, you know, a year in advance and they thought somehow that would give them dibs. It does not. And availability is very limited. Now, so you might say, well, why would anyone make a reservation ahead of time if that's not going to help? The reason you might want to make a reservation ahead of time is because you want to get your dining reservations made before the free dining announcement comes out. So for instance, free dining starts in late August. And so people in late August would have been able to make their dining reservations in February, but only if they have an on-site reservation. So my suggestion, if you're hoping for free dining or any promotion, is to make a reservation, a package reservation, pay the deposit, and then just hold tight, make your dining reservations, and then just hold tight until the promotions are announced. If they are announced, then you can change resorts if you need to, change rooms, make a whole new reservation, whatever it is, but at least your dining reservations will be in place. That's number one. Number two, promotions are created for less busy times. And you are not guaranteed to have it if you're going during a busy time. Now, originally, free dining was for almost all of the fall, like from mid-August to mid-December, something like that, because that used to be mostly unbusy. October is not unbusy anymore. When I created the first crowd calendar that showed October as busy, I was very anxious about it because I didn't know. I was like, I don't know if other people know how busy October is, but I want you all to know. And now Disney has recognized that, and October is excluded from free dining because it's so busy. It is not your right to get free dining during your October dates because this is a business decision, supply and demand. If people are already booked and their resorts are sold out, they do not need to offer free dining or any other promotion to get you to stay there. That's why the Little Mermaid rooms at Art of Animation are excluded. They're full. People don't need incentives to stay there, so why would Disney provide it? So promotions aren't there to be nice to you. They are there to get hotels more occupied. Number three, make sure you're comparing apples to apples. One of the things that Disney has done with free dining is that instead of just offering standard rooms and whatever tickets you want, they have said, okay, our parks are busier. We know you like free dining, but in order to get it, we're going to put some extra things in place to make it more profitable. They often only have upgraded rooms. For instance, at Port Orleans Riverside, the Royal Rooms, or at Caribbean Beach Resort, the Pirate Rooms, something like that. They often only have those rooms available, and they require your tickets be upgraded to either Park Hoppers or Water Parks Fun and More. And some people said Disney increased the prices just before they announced free dining. And that is just not true. Disney does not change their room prices, their rack rate, their full price rate. They do not change them once they're announced, usually in the summer, before, you know, like June or so this year, they'll announce 2017 prices. They don't change them, but you have to compare apples to apples. So if you had a package price beforehand that included a standard room and base tickets, you cannot compare that to a package that's part of the promotion that has an upgraded room and upgraded tickets. That's not the same thing. So if you are a person that wants a standard room and base tickets, you may not find free dining or a promotion that requires these upgrades to be the best idea for you, because you have to upgrade and do things you weren't planning to do anyway. So just make sure you're comparing those when you are trying to decide on the best promotion. Number four, room-only discounts might save more money. You have to do the math. Now, in general, if most people, if they can get free dining for their day, free dining is often a really good deal. It just kind of depends. But there is also a room-only discount out at the same time. There usually is a room-only discount that runs at the same time as a package promotion. And especially if you're staying at a deluxe, then you might end up saving more with that. So if your nightly rate at a deluxe is $600 and the promotion is 25% off, that's $150 off. You have to ask yourself, is that $150 per day more than if I got the dining plan for free? And for many people, that will be more savings than free dining. So you need to do the math. Number five, doing things online is usually better than doing them by phone. Free dining, for instance, was released online at 4 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Central. My alarm was set for 2:15 a.m. Central. The phone lines don't open until 3 hours later at 7 a.m. Eastern. So that's 3 hours that people online had a chance to take advantage of the promotion before the phone lines even open. Once the phone lines open, they're jammed, you're on hold for hours, and there are a lot of disconnected calls. Now, I'm not saying the website's perfect. They do have some issues, but you have first dibs online if you do that instead of waiting to call. And if you're having trouble, for instance, modifying an existing reservation, you can always try to book a new one online and cancel the old one later. You have a lot more options usually online. Number six, if you're booking a new reservation online, like I just mentioned, but you also have an old reservation, the Disney website may not allow you because there's a cookie or cached files in your browser that lets them know that you already have it. So they send you right to the cart and don't allow you to book a new one. In order to book another one, you need to clear cookies or your cache in your existing browser or use a different browser. And that way you can have both booked concurrently. Number seven, if you are trying to modify an existing reservation, you can go to the website in the My Reservations section of My Disney Experience, and there will be a link that says Change Reservation. It's listed right under your package your package information. If that link does not appear, hit refresh on the browser, because a lot of times that will make it appear. And then it will take you, after you click the link, to a page that allows you to change any elements of your reservation. Now, you might think that using the change link at the top where it says what offer you're using for your trip would be the right thing to click, but the actual truth as of right now is that any one of those items could allow you to find a promotion. So even if, like, for instance, if you are currently booked in a Royal Room at Port Orleans Riverside and you go to the room view to hit change, that alone could make the promotion appear. So this sort of tip and lesson learned is to just try all of the change options to see if you can get any of those to show a promotion to you. It doesn't make sense. I'm just telling you, that seems to be how it works. Number eight, is going to nullify some of those things if you have certain conditions. So I have just told you about changing a package online, but you can't do that many times if you have Memory Maker on your package or if you put in Magical Express information when you booked the package. Whenever those two elements are tied to your package, you will be required to call. So if you book a package ahead of time and you're waiting for promotions to come out, you might just want to wait to add your Magical Express or Memory Maker until after you've got the pricing and the promotion that you want. There's no problem doing that as long as you do it like at least a month or so in advance. So it's not even a month, I don't think, but I always say a month just to be safe. So don't do that because you will have to call if those are tied to it. Once again, doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just how it works. So I'm just telling you so you don't get caught off guard. Number 9, flexibility helps a lot. Because only certain resorts and rooms and dates are in that pool of promotional rooms, your flexibility helps. And because of that, I would not book your flights until after you get the room rates you want. Because once your flights are booked, you have a lot less flexibility. And that means that you should have a backup resort in mind. So for instance, the beach club didn't have great availability during free dining, but the yacht club did. They're very similar, comparable. It's a good backup option. So make sure you have backup resorts in mind. Make sure you're flexible on your dates if you really want it, that kind of thing. As long as you check in during the promotion dates, you can get it for your whole trip. For our family, for instance, the very last day of the free dining promotion is December 21st. Our family is checking in December 21st and staying the whole week of Christmas, and we got free dining for our whole trip. As long as you check in during the promotional period, you get it. If you check in before the promotional period and then the end of your trip overlaps with the, you know, promotional period, you won't get it. You have to check in during the promotional period. And last, number 10, be careful when choosing an agent. If your friend went to Disney World once or twice and decided it might be fun to get some trip discounts, so they became a travel agent, they may not be the best candidate to handle a situation like this. You really need an agent who is committed to the job, who knows what's going on, who is getting up early. Just because they're a good agent, though, doesn't mean that you're going to get everything that you want, because they are at the, you know, they can only do what Disney allows them to do, but they should be trying. For instance, this week with free dining, the agents were told by Disney, something big is coming, you know, don't say anything publicly, but something big is coming, be ready. And if they had called Disney recently, they may have been told by a cast member, hey, you're going to be busy next week on, something coming. There was lots of indications that free dining was coming, and they should have been up just like I was, 2:15 alarm, in order to help you. And that way, you know, they were doing due diligence to get you whatever makes sense. You don't want an agent who's rolling out of bed at 9 a.m. and who's like, oh, wait, free dining's out. Let me get that for you. You want one that's committed and who is doing their best work. But there is no guarantee that you'll get it, because you just never know what the availability is going to be. But they should at least know and be trying. All right. And of course, I recommend the team from Key of the World, because they have a handpicked team within their agency of people who have been proven to be good agents. And that's why I like working with them so much. And I know that it was a big day for them, and they were working hard. Guess who I was talking to in the wee hours in the morning when I was up and sorting through all the free dining stuff? It was them. All right, so let's dive into the million pieces of news that have come out from Disney recently. Lots of exciting news. And related to this, before Disney started making a bunch of announcements about things coming out this summer, I had booked a month-long stay in June at Disney World. My husband and I were talking about upcoming plans and what we were going to do, and he told me that he would be traveling a lot for work this summer. And then I started doing the math, and I thought 4 nights at an on-site deluxe equals a month in a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo near Disney World. So I went on Airbnb. I booked it. My son and I are going to be there for a whole month, June 3rd to July 1st. And I did that because, I mean, not only does the price equal out and we have the freedom to do that, but I knew a lot of things were probably coming for June, and I wanted to make sure I was there for all of it. So I'm really excited. My son's a really good photographer, and it's going to be fun to have time for him to take pictures. There's so many things, obviously, to take pictures of there. I'm excited about that. And just the time. Most of my trips are only about 5 days. So this is going to be great to have lots of options. I want to go to all the resorts and take pictures, the ones that I haven't done that at so far, and just do things in the parks. And also all of these new things that I'm about to go through that came out recently. First of all, Toy Story Mania at Hollywood Studios has a third track opening Memorial Day weekend. So currently it has two tracks. The addition of the third track should just mean that the ride will have more capacity and therefore shorter lines. So you won't probably notice much beyond that. Secondly, Soarin' Around the World at Epcot, which is it used to be Soarin' Over California for many, many years, and now it's going to be changed to Soarin' Around the World. It opens on June 17th. FastPass Plus reservations for that are now available. So if you are going June 17th or later, go ahead and snag that for your trip. Next up, Frozen Ever After and the new Anna Elsa meet and greet at Epcot are also opening in June, but no specific date was announced. I'll be there all month, Disney. If you would like to open it, I'll be there. The next one is also a vague date in June, and that is the new Star Wars fireworks at Hollywood Studios. There have been Star Wars fireworks at Hollywood Studios for the last several months, but they are redoing it, adding some projections and things, and it's going to be even better. Old ones I loved, so I can't wait to see the new ones. Next up, Finding Dory characters, because that movie is coming out this summer, are coming to Turtle Talk with Crush at Epcot in May. I'm really excited about this. Turtle Talk with Crush has always been a favorite of ours, but it's been kind of the same for so long. So injecting some new characters is going to be fun. Once again, we don't know a date. They just said May. Next up, Tiffin's Restaurant, Animal Kingdom, opens Memorial Weekend. I don't know of reservations being available for that yet, but hopefully those will open up soon. Next up, Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair is going to be a stage show coming to Magic Kingdom, and that also begins in June. The stage shows at Magic Kingdom happen in front of the castle, so we'll have to see when that begins. Rivers of Light, which I told you before, has been delayed. It was supposed to open April 22nd, and it has been delayed. So even though that isn't opening on time, they are going to have a show called The Jungle Book Alive with Magic in its place while they continue to work on it. It has been confirmed to begin Memorial Weekend. However, they did do a bit of a preview of Rivers of Light recently, so I know that it is at least somewhat functional, and hopefully the full show will open soon. But they will have at least something in place May 27th, and that is the Jungle Book show. Let's see. There were updated park hours that released recently for May, September, October, and November. And I'll put a link in the show notes for an overview of those changes. Once a month, Disney releases park hours updates. And we have alerts in place that tell us when those hours change. And so we update them on the website. And they can change any month. And this time they decided to change May, September, October, and then release November's hours. Part of the recent park hours changes are Animal Kingdom has been extended because, you know, they're going to have nighttime stuff going on, so they can't close at 5 p.m. And so starting May 27th, Animal Kingdom has been extended until 11 p.m. And some FastPass Plus reservations for later Animal Kingdom hours have recently opened up. So, for instance, the Kilimanjaro Safari is called the Night Safari now, and the FastPass Plus options have opened up for that. And finally, in previous episodes, I have mentioned that there is a link you can go check to see current FastPass Plus availability, and it was a UK site called The Dib, and it was just a forum post that they had that was always updated with FastPass Plus availability. It was great because you could just see, you know, for my trip dates, what's available, and then you could go and snag it. But after all these FastPass Plus changes happened recently, that link is no longer active, so that is not a resource that we have anymore. All right, I think that is plenty of news for today. I do have a quick tip of the day. And it is regarding Jedi Training Academy. Now, Jedi Training Academy is something at Hollywood Studios that kids can do. And it's various shows throughout the day. And the kids go on stage and they get to fight. And it's you know, Star Wars related. You know, Star Wars fans love it. But it's very competitive to get signed up. Like, the slots are gone very quickly. And in order to sign up, the adult has to line up first thing in the morning. And the child who wants to do it has to be with them. It used to be that as soon as the park opened, you would go there to sign up. But recently, they've actually started allowing people to do it even before the park opens. So let's, for instance, say that Hollywood Studios is slated to open at 9. Some people have 8:05 a.m. breakfast reservations in the park, and they have been allowed to sign up for Jedi Training Academy before even eating breakfast. That is fantastic, so you don't have to leave breakfast to go sign up. But even people without breakfast reservations have been going to a separate line at the entrance of Hollywood Studios just for Jedi Training Academy. So around 8:15 or 8:20, something like that, many people have been allowed to sign up. So even before the park opens, you can get that done and then go about your day without worrying about it too much. So I don't know if this is going to stick around. I don't know if it's a permanent change, but if you're going, certainly in the near future, that's something to look for. You know, while you're waiting to enter the park, you might as well go ahead and try to sign up. So that is my quick tip of the day. I think that is going to wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information, you can check the show notes in your podcasting app. By the way, Google Play now has podcasts. It's not just iTunes. So if you're an Android user, be sure to look for this podcast in the Google Play store. You can check in your podcast app for the show notes or go to the website, find the podcast tab, and look for episode 127. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.